the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Lori Loughlin apparently is finally realizing just how serious the college admission scandal is that she's involved in. One source said she's seeing the light, that she will do jail time, and she's freaking out. The 54-year-old actress and her husband were arrested last month, and she was reportedly offered a plea deal by prosecutors, but turned it down because she is a dumbass. The source said she has been in complete denial and refused to accept any jail time, and thought that the DA was bluffing yesterday.
Oh, man.
What an idiot!
Come on!
According to a legal analyst at CBS, Felicity Huffman pleading guilty and giving such a perfect statement of remorse and contrition is a very bad sign for Lori Loughlin. They said if you go forward and fight this case, you can really wind up with a sentence that is a lot of time in prison.
Could you imagine Aunt Becky in jail for 20 years?
No. Loughlin and her husband both got hit with additional charges on Tuesday, too, after she didn't plead guilty. Then they're like, cool, well, we're also going to give you money laundering. So now...
That's a serious one.
Now she's facing up to 40 years in prison.
Dang, Aunt Becky!
If she's convicted.
We need a new Orange is the New Black episode with her in it.
In the meantime, Dance Moms coach Abby Lee Miller offered her support as a consultant for Felicity Huffman as she prepares for possible prison time.
My advice would be to take a deep breath. And if you need a consultant, I'm your girl. She's a big star. And I think when she gets there, they're going to be out for her. And I don't necessarily mean the other inmates. I think they will welcome her with open arms. It was definitely the guards. And they're supposed to call you by your name or by your number. And they would say, where's that dance mom's lady? Where's that dance lady? We're going to get her. Be respectful of everyone. Keep a very low profile. Be kind to people, tell your story, but listen.
And make sure you know how to make a shank.
Yep, shank you very much.
Late rapper Nipsey Hussle's celebration of life will be held at the Staples Center Thursday morning, this morning. His mom, Angelique Smith, had these encouraging words for his fans.
Please do not stay down. Do not mourn, because Nipsey is great. And now he is even greater because he has no bounds and no limits. His energy is everywhere. He can touch. He's there with you now, and he's here with me now.
She also said that when she saw his body after he was shot, he wasn't scary looking.
Please be encouraged. He was beautiful. He did not look scary. He did not look like he was shot. None of that. None of the trauma. The way that he left this earth, none of that showed on his face. He looked like a radiant, clean, beautiful, light being. Yes.
I just think that she sounds like such a sweet lady.
She sounds really sweet.
She's so positive, and that is so hard to do when you lose a child. His public memorial service will be held today at the Staples Center and will also be broadcasted on BET and live streamed. The service will be broadcasted commercial free starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time and will be live streamed on BET News Facebook page. Jennifer Lopez is firing back at former baseball slugger Jose Canseco after he alleged that Alex Rodriguez cheated on her with his ex-wife. During an interview, she was asked about Jose's tweets, and she said, I mean, it doesn't matter. I know what the truth is. I know who Alex is. He knows who I am. We're just happy. We're not going to let other people come and tell us what our relationship is. I know what our relationship is. Drew Barrymore explained why she likes to post no makeup pics of herself on Instagram.
You know, in the world of Instagram, I think the most disarming we can be about how just ridiculously messy and normal life is, and those extraordinary moments are celebratory and special and should be recognized as privileges. But real life is real life, and it just doesn't look and feel that way all the time.
And I love this clip. Sean Penn talked about the inspiration for his character in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which is one of my favorite movies. Fun fact about me, I don't know if I've ever said this on the show, I love high school movies like that.
Except for High School Musical.
Right, except High School Musical. Not musicals, but I love Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles, Mean Girls. Like, those are all my Clueless, my favorite types of movies. But anyway, so here's Sean Penn.
When I read it, I immediately heard somebody I knew. There's a fella that grew up in the neighborhood where I grew up. So at 9, I moved to the beach, and I was first introduced to somebody who was rhythmically aligned with that character.
Did this person ever know that he was the inspiration for you anyway, or some of the inspiration for Jeff Spicoli?
I really don't think so. But part of that may have had to do with him not knowing where he was.
Coming up in less than an hour, two pop rock bands are feuding, a.k.a. butt rock, as I like to call them.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
So much coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show. Do not go anywhere. We got your dummy of the day. I'm calling this one propane pants. That's on the way. And coming up next, toxic masculinity. It's been all over the news. You might have seen it on social media. Gillette was in the news for their big commercial about it. Well, there's something now going on at a college campus, which I don't know. Do we need to start doing it here on the Joe and Alex Show with me and Porkchop? Would guys want to do this to try to help out? We'll find out coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.